Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carl Sawatzky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Zavarink. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Zavarink. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth, who is chasing the ball. Niemann reaches third base with a triple. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Michaels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Rivera reaches second base with a double. Kell moves to third. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is walked intentionally. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi takes first base on ball four. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bilardi moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Zovarink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zovarink takes first base on ball 4. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Sawatzky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzky is 0 for 1 in the game. Sawatzky hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone strikes out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bilardi strikes out. There goes Niemann. The throw from Sawatzky to Carrasquel, and Niemann is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zwivering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen misplays the ball. That's an error on Keen. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Fox who tags House, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Tuttle moves to third. Two outs. George Zwivering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zwivering is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Zwivering is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield misplays the ball. That's an error on Hatfield. Fox scores. Minoso moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Velarde fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Minoso moves to third. Two outs. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keen moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keen scores. Niemann moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bilardi strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Michaels strikes out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 2 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Keegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. House hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Delsing pinch hits for George Zivarink. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatfield for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Herbert now pitching. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 3 in the game. Carrasquel bunts towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fox hits a fly ball towards center. Tuttle catches it and throws to first to double up Carrasquel. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Niemann hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bilardi is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Sawatzki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sawatzki is 0-for-3 in the game. Sawatzki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hatfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbert covering, for the out. Rivera moves to second. Two outs. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Phil Cavaretta pinch hits for Johnny Groth. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed McGee now playing center field. Phil Cavaretta now playing first base. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Jack Harshman now pitching. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tuttle bunts towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaline moves to second. One out. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Frank House. Don Johnson now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Walt Dropo pinch hits for Ray Herbert. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.